it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the final edition of La Liga Weekly this season. We finally know who escaped the most epic of relegation battles. We'll analyse Mallorca's disastrous campaign that ended with the drop, and then we'll take a look at Sevilla's solid season and a 13th place finish. It was one point between relegation and 13th place in the table. Getafe are in Europe. They're only 9 points above relegation. And yes, you did hear that right. Getafe are back in Europe. It'll be fascinating to see who actually takes the field for them when the Conference League kicks off in about a fortnight. Girona completed their plummet from the Champions League to relegation in 16 months. Coach Michel is off to Ajax, a club in potentially catastrophic downward spiral after being humiliated in the Champions League. Just the man for the job. Congratulations to Barca's women for their Champions League triumph. The blokes knocked off a couple of weeks ago, leaving Lewandowski to sign off with a goal and a defeat. Next season's La Liga might just contain various attempts by Jose Mourinho to get under the skin of Hansi Flick and his men, or equally an ongoing civil war within the Bernabeu. I've seen one headline that states Mourinho is plotting against Mbappe. The detail, he wants to sign a striker. Real Madrid are allowed more than one striker. Well, there we are. The warfare has started. We'll get on to those two.
Yeah.
What we're going to do again, Real Madrid, Barcelona, we're going to push them to the back because it was done. They were just playing a couple of games. It's sort of going through the motions.
Loads of farewells.
Yeah, yes. And yes, and Terry's got strong views on how many people are allowed to wave. but we'll get to the business, the relegation business. I've made the point there, Terry. It's a funny one to analyse, isn't it? Because you think Mallorca have gone down. Oh, it's terrible. There's almost nothing in it between the half of the division. And so 1 point, so literally one goal here or there throughout the course of the season, and Mallorca would have been fine. Instead, they go down on 42 points, which is incredible.
I know that will be the pain for not so much at Oviedo, of course, they've been struggling all season. Yeah. But for Mallorca and Girona, they'd be thinking, what if we'd have held on for that last minute against them, or we hadn't conceded that? That was a dodgy penalty, or, you know, Marici missed the chance, or, you know, it's Vanat. Well, we should have scored when he was through one on one. You have to, it's so close, and it's. It's astonishing the way we went into it. It was the last game of the season. There was still 10 minutes left and it was still up in the air for two places, not just one. For two, there was five teams involved in that last day shenanigans down the bottom. And it literally went all the way to the wire. And it was weird watching the Mallorca game because they were kind of resigned. They were winning 1-0, 2-0.
So theirs was done, wasn't it? Yeah.
Not celebrating.
Yeah.
And the supporters weren't wrapped up in it either, and it was kind of, having not watched it live, it's difficult to watch that after it's all ended. We know the outcome, but during the game it appeared like Mallorca and their fans knew the outcome all the way through the match. So it was astonishing that we came down to the last day of the season, the last minutes of the season, where a late goal could have changed everything. It's been hard to predict who went down. But they were my two picks yesterday before the game started. And that's how it unfolded.
Yeah, so Girona had to win the game against Elche. If they had, Elche would have gone down, simple as that. But Girona didn't win in eight games. They were 12th a short time ago. But then I looked up when they were 12th, and they're only 3 points above the relegation zone when they were 12th. So there was always, it was so close in there. Anyone who finished the season with a bad run was in massive danger, and that turned out to be Girona. So we need to have a bit of a chat about them, and then we'll talk about Elche. Alvaro Rodriguez kept Elche up with a brilliant goal.
Oh,
So
wonderful
if you're going to
strike.
keep a team up, do it like that. That was about the only thing they did in the game, but it was one brilliant
And they've struggled away from home, so it
Yeah.
wasn't easy for them to go. I think they've got 4 points away from home. They've only got one win. That was against Oviedo. So they were up against it. And they took a decent travelling support as well, which helped. And yeah, it was a fabulous goal. Back to goal, couple of keepy uppies, swivel, turn, and struck it right in the top corner across the goal. It's interesting. When you see the replay, it actually doesn't come off his boot. It's like the bottom of the shin and the ankle and the top of the boot. But the power he generates, it was a fabulous strike. And then from then on, Girona, I think it's Thomas Lemar hits the bar, doesn't he, in the second half as well, after they've equalised and they're chucking everything at it. It's a big story. But I think we were talking, and you said about if you take out that one season, where they qualify for the Champions League and they were challenging for the title for three quarters of the season, the rest of the seasons all sort of blur into similar up. Relegated, promoted, struggling against relegation. The odd surprise result here and there against a big team during the season. I remember them beating Barcelona and beating Real Madrid at home in the seasons where they weren't in the top four. So that one-off season was,
and
even now, makes it you feel that that happened.
That came out of nowhere. But the other thing is the, and we discussed this a lot when they were doing well, is the City Group ownership. That turned out to be disastrous for them, as in that gave them what they had. But I mean, obviously City weren't just allowed to pump money into it, and but they did use that whole network of scouting and everything else. And once they were in Europe, they had to give up a load of control of the club, and then they're back to what Girona were. And but also with the memories of you know, having literally last season been in the Champions League. As last January they finished, wasn't it, in the Champions League? It was as soon as recently as that. So suddenly, you know, like you pull the rug away from, you know, everything that they've had been used to over two or three seasons of growing, and then suddenly, no, you're back to little old Girona with no roof on you and the trees at the back of the stadium, and
exactly. So it is a big story. I wouldn't have predicted them to get relegated. I thought they'd signed enough experienced players, and now the accusation could be: were they over the hill?
Yeah.
The likes of Witsel, not so much Lamar, because he's still young enough to be playing at probably a better team than Girona, to be honest. But he's there on loan. Brian Hill's been hit and miss this season. And Moreno came in from Aston Villa. So a lot of players, Daley Blint is still playing. It's suddenly become sort of a mixture of a veterans team and a few of the players that remained from the team that got them. I mean, they lost a lot of players, didn't they, when they had that success?
Yeah.
And even Yangel Herrera went last summer. That was another good player that they lost. Savinho, of course, left. And it doesn't take a lot of explaining, to be honest, does it? I mean, it's quite simple. You found these players from nowhere. They were really good, and it worked, but you couldn't keep them.
Yeah.
And
so that's a massive thing. And you're not allowed all the logistical support that you previously had. That all disappeared.
Yeah. And they signed Ter Stegen, and he got injured after one game.
Yeah.
So they had to go back to the goalkeeper that they'd already tried to replace.
Yeah, who kept chucking them in. So again, when you look back at how close it was, I mean, one result... He had two of the worst games you've ever seen.
Early in the season.
Yeah, a goalkeeper. Definitely. Go back and different stories.
And they recovered from that horrific start.
Yeah.
Conceding goal after goal after goal. But all the teams, apart from Oviedo, the other two teams and the other teams that have been involved, they've all had good patches of the season, but they haven't been able to sustain it. To the extent that we got Osasuna suddenly losing five games on the trot at the end of the season, just about surviving by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah.
Whereas Getafe actually sustained the second half of the season, didn't they? Espanyol sustained it for the first half of the season and accumulated enough points to just about get through with a couple of wins and a draw in the last three games. So very few teams in that bottom half of the division where we had it was all crammed in. Barely any of them sustained, even Real Sociedad. I mean, they've finished, what, 4 points above relegation?
That's mad, isn't it? Because we've been so full of praise for them, but and it's all been. I mean, the obvious thing to say for them, it's all been since the cup final, isn't it? That that their
Yeah,
form
their form has tailed
collapsed.
off.
Okay, so right, well, given that, but you then are you absolutely certain they're not going to pick up next season,
I don't
playing like
know.
that? Yeah,
Ollie Oskarsson's playing well. He's got another good goal. He suddenly found some form. But again, it's Pellegrini and Materazzo came in and everything turned around and they were able to sustain that improvement in form. There's other teams,
So
Athletic Club,
no win in
finished 3 points above relegation.
seven at the end of the season for Real
Real
Sociedad.
Sociedad, yeah.
Which is,
With that comfort of having qualified, their season done, won the cup, motivation wasn't there. It's a difficult one.
it is, isn't it? It's a funny one, isn't it? Because
Job's done, isn't it?
sometimes it doesn't work like that though. Sometimes mid-table teams have a good run. Because
Yeah.
once you say, you play with a bit of freedom and you
Yeah.
attack a bit more, and sometimes it does defy that. But I think La Liga, certainly this year, anyone who goes mid-table suddenly becomes rubbish.
Yeah, that's them. No one's ever been able to maintain apart from Hatafe in the second half of the season. Made those new signings and kept getting results,
Right.
end
So
up with 50 over 50 points.
I'm only half joking when I say. I mean, I don't know which bit of the Conference League they kick off in. I think they probably go to the last playoff round. So I don't. I mean, it literally starts in July, the conference,
Yeah.
early July. But I think that's small nations playing in it, the kind of nations that should be in it, not England versus Spain in the final.
Yeah.
But I don't. Hetafe are the perfect Spanish club, like Rayo. Those are
Yeah.
they're the two La Liga clubs I want in the Conference League.
Yes, in general, we wouldn't get into European competition, and it's a blessing, or is it a blessing? It has been for
Well, that's,
Rayo. Is it a blessing
when you look
for
back at, I mean,
Hetafe?
let's do Rayo as well. So they won 2-1 yesterday, didn't they? And they've got the final coming
Yep.
up this Wednesday.
Yes. Yes.
So actually they've done really well, because at times they were up and down like a yo-yo. Are they going to finish seventh? Are they going to get relegated?
Yeah.
But when you look at a club that size, those resources, to have come through at a decent La Liga finish and be in the final of the Conference League, they've managed it well.
Exactly. All those extra games. They've got a reasonably decent sized squad, which helped. Although Iñigo Perez tended to use the same group of players. It's only in recent weeks one or two other players have come to the forefront and are getting opportunities and playing, and the squad suddenly looks bulkier. But no, it's just, I mean, they've probably had about 10 extra games, 12 extra games this season in the European football. Hetafe are gonna, if they want to do well in it, are gonna have to go down a similar route. It can be catastrophic. I mean, Hetafe signed five players all on loan in January. I don't know how many of them they're gonna keep. Satriano and Luis Vasquez were brilliant. Zaid Romero was good at the back as well. And I don't know if they're gonna be able to keep any of them. I don't. My prediction is Bordalás won't be there either.
Yeah, I know.
So, I applaud them for their efforts to get European football, and you can see that they are the desire there because there's still a lot of players there that know they're going to be at Hetafe next season. So I get that, and I get the ambition of the players that joined on loan. They've mucked in and they've joined in with the spirit of Hetafe, but it could be. I don't know how they're going to cope. To be perfectly honest, if Bordalás goes, I don't know who gets the job. I mean, Bordalás, I think, might have learned a lesson from Michel in thinking, this is as good as it gets at Hetafe. I'm going to try again for another job, even if it means missing the start of the season and waiting around till managers get the sack.
I think that with
Linked with
Iro
Sevilla as well.
yeah I think that with Iraola at leaving Bournemouth. But I
Yeah.
mean, we're recording, by the way, everyone, we're recording this Sunday morning, so we don't know how the Premier League finishes, and we don't know who finished third in La Liga. But I wonder with him, have you made a mistake? It's such a dilemma, isn't it? Do you go for the campaign, the European campaign, thinking, I don't know if we've got the squad, the way we play, the energy levels, etc. Can we keep that going? And you look at Girona, and well, we said it was an obvious thing, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
it was
Michel's
obvious
gone.
with Girona. A
You
Premier
should
League
have.
club can deal with it. They can spend the money. And they can go and buy a £15 million centre forward that's going to play 10 games a year and muck in and help out with the squad numbers. But Hetafe can't, and Girona didn't. Even Athletic Club struggled last season. Villarreal struggled with the extra games in the Champions League. They were awful in the Champions League.
Yeah, but as previously discussed, they were annoyingly bad. They were worse than they needed to have been.
Totally.
They could have finished in that middle bracket.
Yes. That was an
Yeah.
epic failure from Vieira.
Yeah. Yeah.
New manager
Yeah.
there, Inigo Perez, is allegedly the person that's getting that job.
Yeah.
So Rayo, similar to Getafe, might have different players, different manager. But Getafe are now in Europe.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
Rayo might be in Europe again next season if they defeat Crystal Palace in the final. They'll go straight into the Europa League.
Yes.
So
Yes.
it's interesting. At the moment, it's probably fair to say that La Liga doesn't have enough quality in terms of depth
For
for
this
them to
insane.
fulfill those all of those European
Yeah,
spots with the extra Champions League place.
there are frankly, there are too many. They basically bought off the big leagues, didn't they? But we'll just give you more and more
Yeah.
slots to the point where, again, depends on the results in the Premier League, you can have six.
Six in the Premier from the
Yeah.
Premier League.
And again.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Betis, I mean, good luck to Betis next season. There's nothing about their squad that says, oh, yeah, they must be in the Champions League. You know, again, they won yesterday. We should mention that, shouldn't we? So they beat Levante.
Yeah, I think with Betis that I'm hopeful that because of the fan base,
Yeah.
they will be. But they always seem to have problems at the start of every season registering players.
Yeah.
They must pay decent wages. It'd be interesting to see if they can
Yeah, I don't know. It's a
go forward.
failing on our part, I suppose. I don't know how when La Liga come up with these numbers for this season, how much you're allowed to spend. But see, how much Champions League are they accounting for?
Yeah.
It's because, as again, we discussed this before, didn't we? Villarreal ended up with a fraction of the Champions League money that they could have had, because
Exactly.
quite a lot of it is performance related. You,
Yeah.
you're, you're
And they
supposed
got
to,
one point.
yeah, and finished second bottom of the league, didn't they? So you're not getting the money. So I don't know. But then again, you might. So are you saying to Betis, you can't spend your Champions League money because it's not guaranteed that you're going to get your Champions League money?
Yeah.
But then it becomes a bit of a vicious circle.
It does.
Yeah, because
Very much so.
yeah, you're
You're
not getting.
hampering your
Yeah.
nation's chances of succeeding in the
Yeah.
Champions League and
I suppose that's the downside of all of these financial restrictions. There's an upside to it. The downside is it does stop you speculating sometimes to
yeah.
accumulate. And sometimes that's the wise thing to do.
Totally.
Sometimes you should go for it at periods of time. There is the tide is high, go for it. But yeah, we'll see with Betis. But anyway, in general, I don't
I
want
think
to.
Real Sociedad and Celta are decent representatives in the
Yeah,
Europa League.
yeah, yeah.
Getafe is it's going to be a mystery all summer, to
Yes.
see how they're going to cope.
Literally, who's there? And
Yeah, and
what
I
kind
do
of.
have hopes that Betis can be competitive. I hope that Villarreal better this season as
Yeah,
well.
they should be, shouldn't they? They need to be. They'll be high energy, won't they, under Inigo Perez? But they've got, and you've said before, they've got good players. They've got a bit of money to spend. Not apparently not enough for
A very
Marcelino.
good squad as
Yeah,
well.
yeah.
So it's not like they've got the bare bones of a
Yeah.
starting 11 and then the bench is weaker. It's not. It's a really good squad. And there might be players that leave again this year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing you probably could say, because the Champions League is in the first half of the season, that when you sign a lot of new players, it might take them a while to adjust to a new
Yeah.
club, to a new league and stuff like that. And at the same time, you're rattling through the Champions League games. So
Yeah.
Villarreal might be a touch better this season if they manage to not have so many changes, but they sell players.
Yeah. Getafe had an XG of 0.21.
All
How many people?
season.
No.
It's astonishing how few goals they've scored, how
Yeah.
few goals they've conceded. It really is. Luis Milla with the winning goal against Osasuna. They were desperate to get in Europe. And I yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, it was a funny at the end of that, because Osasuna weren't sure that they were up at the end of it. So Getafe are going crazy celebrating, and then eventually Osasuna get the word that it's full time in the other games, and it hasn't. The mini league hasn't worked against them, and so they were fine. They can join in the celebrations, but again,
how can you celebrate though? I mean, if you're Osasuna, I know it's relief.
Yeah,
but you're not in a
because football is full of cliff edges, isn't it? And they were at the cliff edge, and they shouldn't have been anywhere near the cliff edge, but they were. And relegation is such a blow to a team in terms of
no points in the last six games out of 18 points available, not one point.
Yeah,
and they just about survived. I mean, they're lucky.
Yeah,
Osasuna. Whether they changed their manager or not, I don't know. I mean, Vicente Moreno the year before got the. Left after one really good season where they just missed out on Europe. Alessio Lisci comes in, and it's up until this recent run, they were a mid-table team, weren't they? And I would have predicted at the start of the season and halfway through the season, Osasuna finished top 10.
Mm.
But they just about survived.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens there with their manager.
Yeah. Only a couple of teams we haven't discussed. Real Madrid and Barcelona. So let's because there's so much to say about Real Madrid. Let's do Barca first. So Valencia beat them by 3-1. Obviously, Hansi Flick should be sacked, Terry, back to back.
Yeah, away defeats. Away form has been their problem all season.
Yeah, and you just take an edge off footballers, and it's not sustainable. We talked about Lewandowski a lot last week, so we don't really need to sort of go into him more. Valencia don't get into Europe, even if Rayo win the cup, the Conference League, because winning the Conference League does not give a country an extra space.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know
why. One of the few things I've studied all week, trying to do those head-to-heads as well. Before the games, you don't know who you're trying to do them all when you suddenly... I can't do this.
No, there's
who's going to be on.
Too many
42.
Permutations. Because you could end up, well, hang on, we've got two teams head to head, or is it a three team or a four team mini league? And then they come in and they go out. Yeah. Yeah. So there we are. That's Valencia. They got away with the season, Valencia, again. Got away with it.
Very similar to Sevilla, wasn't it? Where, and I'm glad, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, I want them to both be better, to both be bigger, to buy better players, to sign better players, and for them to be a genuine challenge that when we look at the top of the table and we think, oh, they're away at Sevilla this week, or at the Mestalla against Valencia, they might lose that. This was a good win for them. But as you said, if Barcelona have knocked off, and it's clear to see. And the World Cup plays a part as well, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you know, players are looking around the corner and they've just seen their teammate Fermin Lopez pick up an injury and he's missing the World Cup. And you've got players that are thinking, I don't want that to be me. You know, it's a tough one. Joan Garcia not playing again. That was in order so he could win the goalkeeper award with the
grow East up, goals. Honestly, grow up with that one. Honestly. An award cannot be worth enough. That a bloke misses a competitive game.
Yeah, but, manipulates it to that extent.
Yeah. It's not the first. It happens all the time.
Mm.
But honestly.
Exactly. We've seen Courtois and we've seen Oblak miss games at the end of the season to keep the...
Yeah. Yeah.
The Zamora.
Sorry, I forgot. Award. Honestly, grow up. And it's because it's not even... We've got much better stats now than just clean sheets, which is the best goalkeeper. There's far more detail. So it's not even, it's just like such a clumsy metric of how good a goalkeeper is. And to like literally sit games out. I mean, I don't mind if you're rotating, you know, and you're giving.
If that's the norm.
Yeah. Or you're giving, it's a good opportunity. They won the league. They can give players who need football, they can measure, manage fitness, all of this to miss it in order to win an award.
And Chesney's probably thinking, really?
Yeah,
I retired 2 years ago. I've only come in for an emergency. I've now got to be a body double for Joan Garcia to win an award. So the potential is there with Valencia. They're not a million miles away.
Yeah,
from being better. It's hard to actually at this moment, the day after the season's ended, to put your finger on it and say that's what they need to improve. They need to improve there. I just hope there's a feel-good factor about the club going forward. I don't think that the mood between the fans and the ownership helps. And there always seems to be pressure on Valencia every season now that they can't live up to.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. what the answer is. More money, spend more money. That would be the obvious one.
Owners who
more
don't think.
young players come through because Valencia are famous for their young players, and that last batch, they haven't added to that. We haven't seen any new young players in the last couple of seasons. We had them all come through together: Vasquez and Javi Guerra and Lopez and Fran Perez. And Fran Perez, I know, has moved on, but no one's been adding. Valencia, if I'd like to hope that they've still got good quality in the young players, we might see one or two more.
Right, so let's move on and do let's talk about Real Madrid, shall we? So
It's a basket case.
Jose, yes.
Honestly, it really is. It really is a basket case at the moment. Which is fun to watch if you're a neutral, but I'd like to get into the heads of Real Madrid fans to see and hear what they actually think. I know we get correspondence from Real Madrid fans, but this is a big moment for the club going forward.
So Jose Mourinho is coming in. He wants to sign some players. There is a presidential election, and they've managed to sort of find a bloke who actually ticks the boxes and is able to go against Florentino Perez. But you were saying from being in Madrid that the mood is for Florentino, and that
And
what you,
I've looked in on social media and stuff like
yeah,
that as well. I think more social media, where
yeah, right.
they can't begin to imagine life at Real Madrid without Florentino Perez.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that he threw it up in the air, didn't he, about the election? You're not happy with me? Right, I'm going to do an election, thinking possibly, probably that no one, and with the terms that are now in place, that he placed, that there won't be anyone able to do it quick enough. And then you can all stop moaning because you've had your chance and no one took it, and I'm the president. Now it's turned into a contest.
Yeah.
And it'd be fascinating. I'd love to know what the Real Madrid fans think. As I say, the balance I'm reading is that they can't bear life without Florentino Perez. There are, of course, the other opinion that it's time for a change. But the mess that comes with that is now that Jose Mourinho is, but the election. I can't see how Jose Mourinho can be appointed. Apparently, Florentino Perez can before the election. When is the election's not? It's a week or so, isn't it?
June, early June, June 8th. Well, right, let's look this up, but carry on.
So can Jose Mourinho, Florentino Perez can. It's one of the statutes that he put in place that he can. But would you take it here, Jose Mourinho, knowing that not knowing the outcome of the election?
Yeah, it's an
That's
interesting
the
one, isn't it?
dilemma. I mean, or does Jose Mourinho think I'll take it? Then he's going to have to sack me. If he doesn't win, the new guy wants his own man in. Is Jose Mourinho an election winner for Florentino Perez? I
I'm not
don't
sure he is, is
think
he?
he is now.
So
I
it's the
think that would be 50-50.
7th of June.
So it's not like in the good old, bad old days of if you elect me, I'm going to sign this player and bring this manager. And there might be an element of that. We haven't heard from Riquelme, the competitor to Florentino Perez, what his ideas are. The club's in a little bit of turmoil at the moment in terms of even yesterday. I was doing the game yesterday, and Carvajal's doing the big farewell and he's leaving. But is he? I don't know who's made that decision. It's nothing to do with Arbeloa. I know Carvajal fell out with him because he was playing Trent Alexander-Arnold ahead of him. Has Florentino Perez chose to move on
I guess it's
Carvajal, or has Danny Carvajal chosen to move on?
so
What
I
if
guess
the new manager comes in and says, actually, no, I still want Danny Carvajal?
because I guess they told him and he signed a contract with somebody, I guess is what's happened. Because he said he's given a hint, hasn't he? Because he said he won't go anywhere in Europe, which implies that he's done a deal with an MLS club or a
Possibly,
Saudi club or Qatar or somewhere, I guess. So I guess they all know that, which is why they all talk about
Alaba,
it.
I get, is out of contract, and it's that I get. Danny Ceballos is another one. Everyone's saying he's leaving. Well, he's got another year left on his contract. Someone's got to buy him, or they're going to have to give him away and pay him up. And what if the manager comes in, whoever the manager is, and says, actually, no, I want Danny Ceballos? So there's a lot up in the air. And yes, they do need new players. They can't leave it the same. Even if they well, when they change the manager, they still need to make changes to the squad. So that means, in my opinion, more players leaving. There might be players that yesterday didn't know that was their farewell game. They didn't get the opportunity that
I mean,
Alaba.
but that's normal, isn't it? It's this whole kind of. I mean, look, Carvajal, granted, Griezmann, players of that caliber. Okay, you deserve a farewell, but most players don't get a farewell.
No, does Raúl Asensio deserve that yesterday? Did he deserve to be substituted with the farewell wave, thinking, I don't know if I'm leaving or not, but that's
Yeah,
life,
oh,
football
am I
life.
off? Am I?
Yeah, I didn't look, recollect who else was substituted yesterday. Jude
Yes.
Bellingham got taken off. So it's a they're in a sort of dilemma at the moment at Real Madrid because it's, I think Florentino Perez didn't expect competition. So he thought no one would come forward and then he can move on with his agenda that no one can complain about. But that's the situation now at Real Madrid. There is, I don't know whether, from my point of view, I don't know whether this guy is a serious contender. I know he's got all the credentials and he's done everything needed to stand, but I don't know if supporters are taking him serious or not. I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out the opinion of Real Madrid fans. Oh, actually, we'll see it early June. We'll see how they feel about the regime of Florentino Perez, and whether they do want to change.
Tell us about the families and the
I'm going all Roy Keane on it now.
go on.
I get why at the end of the game the families come down and it was a lovely gesture from Athletic Club to do a guard of honour for Carvajal. It's an end of season game and nothing.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Riding on it, so I'm not going to go. What they doing? They, get on with the game, and I get, as you said, Carvajal. I mean, his list of accomplishments were incredible, and not only that, he's not just been part of a team; he's been an important part of two generations of Real Madrid.
And a proper leader.
And for Spain,
Everything impeccable about his career.
And I look back now, and I think he should have won the Ballon d'Or that year. When they won everything and he scored in the final and Spain won the Euros. I look back and I genuinely think he should have won it. I'm trying to think who won it instead. Rodri, Manchester City. And I think if they were going to go for a non-centre forward that gets loads of goals, Carvajal probably deserved it that year. So he's been that good. And I get why he had the guard of honour. The wives and kids should be after the game, surely. There was Alaba did it, Danny Carvajal did it. The wives and kids were sitting on the bench for the last 15 minutes of the match, and I joked in commentary that I thought if one of the kids was misbehaving, there might be a yellow card thrown about by the busy fourth official that reports them to the referee. It looked daft at the end. I get it if the Carvajal comes off, and at the end of the game and the game's finished and he comes out and does his waves and farewells to family and the kids, so everyone joins him and David Alaba. I get that. I just think there's a time and a place, not during a game of senior football that the bench is full of friends and family.
Yeah, I've got a mate who he but his I won't tell you which club. He's got this theory that every time they have a like a minute's silence or an applause on the 27th minute and all of this, he says, I know we're gonna lose. Because his point is that all the intensity drains out of the stadium because they're constantly having claps for this and applause for this and tribute to this fella and all of this.
As I say, I don't want to be like a killjoy, but I just think that they were on the pitch when they were coming off. The kids and wives were on the pitch during a game of football. As I say, I don't want to be total Roy Keane, but that's my Roy Keane moment of the week.
Yes, good. Brahim Diaz scored, which is good, isn't it? Bellingham scored a cracking goal.
Brahim Diaz is good. He got one goal all season. He's been playing up front for Real Madrid.
Yeah.
It's a weird one, that, because he Arbeloa didn't fancy him at all, and then he got criticised in the press, and then he never left him out for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
He completely buckled and folded.
Where will Arbeloa go?
I don't know.
No. Would you give him a job?
No.
No. No.
Would you put him at Getafe if they lose borderless?
No.
Would you put him at Rayo? Which both teams are feasible because they're in Madrid. Would you take that chance on Arbeloa?
Well, for example, if Luis Garcia Plaza is available, if he's going to be available,
he'd be ahead of Arbeloa.
Arbeloa, he would be, wouldn't he?
I mean, the Madrid press yesterday was saying that he's made the club 200 million in his short spell in charge because of the amount of players he's played from the youth team, from the reserves. And now their value, according to Transfer Market, is now worth 200 million. Thinking that remit when he was given the job. Are they win the Copa del Rey, win the Champions League, and win La Liga?
Can you tax them on that 200 million? I'm not sure it's a real 200 million. Unless, when you sell them, but then you're selling real. It's not 200 million that's come from nowhere. It's just going to chuck into.
I think Florentino Perez mentioned Transfer Market the other week as well, didn't he? In his media rant about the value of the squad is the highest in the world.
I can't
according to Transfer
on.
Market.
Yeah, I can't believe people go on that site and take it seriously. It's good for detailed stats about what time a goal was scored and
exactly
having a look at who.
You don't get a trophy for Transfer Market Cup.
It's great Transfer Market. For if you want to look up like who did Sergio Ramos play most games with in his career, that's their Transfer Market. Brilliant. So there's all sorts of detail. The kind of thing that football commentators say and people that let it wash over them. But don't start taking it seriously and thinking, oh, that squad's worth more than that squad because it says on Transfer Market. It's like,
So that's what his biggest accomplishment has been. How many of these young players we see next year under a new manager?
Well, if it's Mourinho.
Even Thiago Pitachu, who's been a regular since Arbeloa took over, he's shown good promising signs. I can't imagine a manager next season thinking he's going to be, the 18-year-old's going to be my starting midfield player.
You'd want some, wouldn't you? We've discussed this before, haven't we? Real Madrid need to bring more players through.
And keep them.
Yeah. Actually put them in the team and develop them.
I mean, Alvaro Rodriguez, we're talking about that goal. He's a Real Madrid player, they've got a buyback on him. Nico Paz is a Real Madrid player, he's been ripping it up in Italy. So they produce loads of players. It's just you have to be elite. Asensio kind of stumbled into it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because of an injury crisis and was reliable.
And he's done all right. A good, well, that's all you're asking for, really. A good, versatile player who can play a couple of positions.
Exactly. Nacho, Lucas Vasquez
can come and play regularly, doesn't let you down with your injury all the time. Mbappe, what about, where do we stand with Mbappe? He's won the Pichichi again, so he's the top scorer, scored again, 25 goals. So you could almost say he's blameless, but I don't know. There's something, he's got questions to answer, I would say, against Mbappe.
He has. I mean, it's unfortunate for him that he's being blamed. The narrative is he left PSG and they've been better and he's gone to Real Madrid and they've got worse. So that's hard
that's
to
too
overcome.
Simplistic.
But that is the narrative, isn't it?
Yeah.
People are not delving into it and thinking, is he the reason why PSG are no good that he left? Is he the reason that Real Madrid are not very good because he joined them? It's an unknown in there, isn't it?
What we don't know, because there was a very high profile thing, wasn't there, about when he's got Xabi Alonso the sack by stopping them clapping that, all of that. And he sort of think, okay, is that, we're oversimplifying here, aren't we? But if he is genuinely a barrier to a team playing in a modern style with an out of possession plan? Does he simply say no, or is he incapable of closing the ball down and taking?
I don't know. Is the answer?
Yeah.
I don't even know if a manager has actually asked him to do anything particular, or just be Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant footballer, John. Honestly, he really is. I mean, he's a brilliant footballer with electrifying pace, and he knows how to score a goal, and he's done it for club, country, and it's a dilemma that we're looking to see if someone can resolve. So, and they should be able to. If it's I would personally make Real Madrid a counter-attacking team.
Right. So that's I'm about to ask
that's
you.
It.
So that's early style Mourinho. Now, I don't watch Portuguese football, but apparently he's changed and they've been a bit more front foot Benfica this season. Still drawn too many games to not win the league. But in his pomp, he managed to persuade world-class players to play in a really disciplined way. Like when Inter won the Champions League.
Yes.
Samuel Eto'o, left back. And you look at the Real Madrid, you think, if you play 8 outfield players in a really disciplined way, you've got Vinny and Mbappe, you're going to launch counter.
Exactly.
And then you've got the rest.
And Bellingham, breaking forward. Valverde, breaking forward. Fullbacks that can push forward at the right time. That's how I see, and I mean this with all the respect in the world, I could see Real Madrid being like a Leicester in terms of that setup. When you look at the players that Real Madrid have got, of course, they're a million times better than Leicester. But that pace of Vardy up front with him in Mbappe instead of Jamie Vardy. Okazaki was the number 10, wasn't he? The workhorse, that might be something that they're lacking. But they've got Leicester had all Brighton on one wing and Riyad Mahrez on the other. Riyad Mahrez, Vinicius, pretty similar. I mean, Vinicius is better, but they are pretty similar. But all Brighton, could that be Fede Valverde? Playing on the right side of a midfield four and belting and breaking forward from midfield. So I can't, if they're not up to doing that job of pressing high up the pitch, then don't. You don't have to.
But you've got to compensate for that in some other way, haven't you?
Well, the way you compensate is you will win 80% of your games just being Real Madrid.
Yeah.
But when you're playing Barcelona and you're playing teams in the Champions League and you're playing Atletico Madrid, play that way.
So essentially, I would say you need a, if you want to win stuff, you need multiple styles of play. You need to be able to adapt. And so when it comes to making sure you beat Levante and Betis and, you know, you're winning the vast majority
off the
of
cuff.
Your games. Yeah.
You can be off the cuff.
They're good enough to ad-lib their way through that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then for the competitive matches, and I'm not saying they're not competitive, but even yesterday's game against Athletic Club, there was no real intensity in defending from either team.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, if this is the game it's going to be, then Real Madrid are going to score 4 goals. And they did.
Yeah. So when you think about the Bayern Munich game, the first Bayern Munich game, I mean, it was tremendously entertaining. But there were bits of Real Madrid's play that were just shocking.
And bits that were really good.
Yeah, yeah.
So Neuer was the man of the match.
Yeah.
So it's the problem with so Real Madrid at the moment.
Yeah, so you need to put a line through the terrible bits, don't you? In order to, if you want to beat, because you've got to beat Bayern Munich.
Yes.
To win the Champions League.
Exactly.
You've got to be better than Bayern Munich.
And they were brilliant on the counter attack against Bayern Munich. Mm. On the counter attack, they were brilliant. And Bayern Munich helped them because they didn't have anything resembling a right back for the whole of the second half.
Yeah.
So Vinicius is normally man to man marked and picked out as one of the danger men. No one marked him, but Bayern Munich got away with it. Obviously, the potential is there for Real Madrid to be European champions and win La Liga next season. But at the moment, it's like a massive crater of doubt in terms of who they're going to buy, who's going to be manager, who's going to be president. And all of that needs to be resolved as quickly as possible.
Yeah. You're only ever a couple of good decisions away from being good again when you're Real
Madrid. Or a couple of decisions
But it operates at such a high level. So, say Getafe, they make a couple of bad decisions this summer, they could get relegated
next
season.
Yeah.
Real Madrid, even with a couple of bad decisions, they'll finish top three. If they make
But next season is a must that they win something.
Yeah, but that's 2 seasons of them not winning anything, and you're into a place where, hang on, no, this is now abysmal. This is terrible.
Which led to Florentino Perez going on that rant with the press and saying, right, we'll have an election.
And now
it's real.
Yeah.
The drama we get from Real Madrid, we haven't had it from Barcelona. Compared to Real Madrid at the moment, but they've got issues, Barcelona, that they need to resolve. Lewandowski has to be replaced. I don't know how much money they've got to bring in a striker that's, well, you're going to need millions and millions and millions to replace Lewandowski, despite the fact he's 37.
Yeah. It's going to need to be a big deal, isn't it? Because Real Madrid want Osimhen. Osimhen seems to me the obvious one. I mean, I don't watch him in club football, but,
There's Literally, if you're Barcelona, Real Madrid, you're going to the top draw and pulling out the best five strikers in Europe. Or I don't know what the situation is for Barcelona. Are they looking at Marici? He's got relegated, that got 23 goals this season.
Well, I mean,
Is that the money they got? I don't know.
Juanlu classically did a similar job, didn't he? He
Yeah.
scored a load of goals for Espanyol in a
He
relegation
did.
battle and then went to Real
Yeah.
Madrid for a season and
Yeah.
did all right,
And
didn't
did a
he?
fantastic job. Really scored big goals in the Champions League. They won the Champions League, and he was really important. So it's interesting to see those two teams. Atletico Madrid, it's going to be interesting to see what they do this season.
Because we don't know, because they haven't played yet. So
They
that's
can have
just
Romero.
a.
Although he's back in London, I've heard now, and he's had a U-turn.
Oh, right.
And
Okay.
he's going to be at the Spurs game this afternoon
Oh,
after.
I can. I was about. I'm going into wrap-up mode, but I've got a question for you from Julian. He's a Villa fan. He was in Istanbul. Well done.
Yes, I saw this
Yes.
question,
Yeah. Yeah.
Julian.
So good. Enjoy. Congratulations. Those English teams winning those games, Europa League, Conference League. We'll see about Rio in the week, but it's like, I think Colin Miller put it like 2021 in a row where no English club has lost in the Conference League or Europa League knockout phases.
Yeah.
Would seem that they're strong, that level of
In the Emery Cup, Unai Emery Cup.
So he sings the praises, says Julian, of Pau Torres,
Yeah.
not overly physical centre back. Rarely gets pushed around by bigger forwards on the ball, progressing play into midfield, starts a lot of attacks, one of the best in the Premier League. Bit strange that De La Fuente has pretty much ignored him, especially now the options he has. Cubarsí, very young. Huijsen, again, young, not had a great first season in Madrid. Laporte, experienced, but no Lamont alongside him, it seems now. It leaves Mosquera, who hasn't played a lot for
Yeah,
Arsenal this season, is
no,
going to get a
and
bit.
played at different positions as well. Played fullback a lot of the time.
So a case for Pau Torres. Do you have any other thoughts? The Spain squad is announced
No,
tomorrow.
I'm scrambling around actually, trying to think who should be. The centre back is an issue, I think. An out and out centre forward probably is, although Oyarzabal, if it's a must win game, he starts up front at the moment for Spain. Rightly so, his form has been good. For club and country, Ferran Torres would be the other option. Perhaps they need a different type of centre forward as well. But centre back is the one that I'm really interested in. Pau Torres, Julian said that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I mean, I don't watch Aston Villa that often, but I watched the game the other night, and he was really impressive. And it's pleasing to hear someone who watches Villa a lot more than I do, give credit to Pau Torres. And it is a mystery. I mean, surely De La Fuente's not forgetting about players in the Premier League, unless they play for Man City or the big, the big clubs. Aston Villa are a big club, of course, but in terms of profile, surely he must be on top of it. I don't know whether he made the 55. That never really got announced, did it?
Well, they didn't announce the 55.
No, we got the omissions rather than the admissions. So it'd be interesting to see. It's Monday tomorrow, is it? Monday
It
the
is.
squad is announced.
Yes.
And Nico, those injury issues as well. I mean, Yamal, that team that won the Euros, Yamal on one flank, Nico Williams on the other side. Nico Williams is injured again at the moment. I think everybody expected, but if they're all fit, they're the two wingers, centre forward, a number 10, full back positions. That's going to be interesting to see who gets the nod,
I
the
mean,
full back position.
I would imagine every big nation, it's at the end of a long season, and obviously there was the World Club Cup last summer. So I imagine every nation's going into this with players out of form,
Yeah.
players who are tired, players who are not fit. But Spain have, particularly how good Nico Williams and Lamine Yamal were in the Euros, the fact that neither of them are fit coming into the tournament.
Is a worry.
And
I mean, if I
Dani
heard
Olmo.
Lamine Yamal might miss the first two games, it's not the end of the world, but it's not ideal. Then he's gonna be trying to get catch up get up to speed with the
You've got a
others.
26-man squad, so you've obviously you're allowed to take potential passengers. Stick them all in, you know.
Are you saying that England have taken passengers?
England have taken some weird players. I mean, I think we overblow the squad a little bit because you've got 26. Half of them, not almost, I mean, a third of them,
10 of them,
kick a ball anyway.
Yeah.
So, I do. I for me for England, like Gibbs White, and I think he made a mistake at left back. But I don't mind Foden out. I don't mind Palmer out. He looks exhausted, Cole Palmer. It looks like he's going to fall asleep in the middle of a football match.
And I have to say, Jude Bellingham last night. And I'm not groupie by any means, but I've watched Real Madrid every week, and I just don't get the criticism that comes his way. I watched him last night, and I purposely watched him because I'm an Englishman. He's going to the World Cup. I think he's hugely important for England. He was brilliant last night. His attitude was incredible. He scores a fantastic goal. He was working from box to box. That's his position, box to box, all round midfield player. And I looked today and I see the comments on social media and about the attitude. Why is Bellingham in it if Tuchel has dropped the players that he thinks have got bad attitudes? I'd be really irritated if I was a England player who missed out on the squad and the manager made that claim that this is based on personalities rather than ability. I'd be on the phone to him saying, "Are you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with my attitude?
Yeah. What does your mum say about my attitude?" It's a weird.
I'd take that as a slight if I was left out of the squad. And the manager's explanation was that kind of edged around it and said that these are better people than the ones I've left out.
Yeah, but I think,
on it.
So I think Lewis Hall should have gone at left back. It doesn't look like, what is there something wrong with it, Lewis Hall?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't pick him.
Yeah,
seems
anyway, weird. We're drifting away, but we're looking at the World Cup when we're looking at the Spain squad. And
yeah, but we will. So this is the end of the La Liga campaign. The reason that we're doing it today is because I'm like a La Liga footballer, Terry. I'm flying immediately the season's finished. I'm off on holiday, so we need to get this done.
I'm not flying. 76 flights since August.
Is that right?
Done and dusted. Do you know what? I've got to a stage where it's not the flights, it's the fucking airports. It's people at the airports that... Oh, the problem.
You're like Pedri when they didn't let him have a rest for about 3 years in a row and eventually he started falling to pieces.
I'm now Richard Ashcroft, The Verve, the song where he sang Bittersweet.
When he walks through everybody in the
video. That's me at the airport now. I was world class today, going up the escalators, barging people out of the way. I'm not going to start, but don't get me started on people blocking up the travelator, you know, one where you were meant to walk faster.
Oh, because they go so slowly,
just
don't
block
they?
It. Five across, and I just went bang straight through. Yeah, and the little kid was a 15-year-old kid was following me behind. I was clearing the path. Yeah. So I'm going to
setting a good example for the youth.
Not going near an airport for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Right, but we will be back. So this is it for the regular podcast for the season. But we'll do some regular podcasts because we need to. Find out what's happening at Real Madrid. For one, we need to know who Lewandowski's replacement is. So there's plenty of summer drama to come. So we'll be back with regular podcasts. We'll be doing, I think we've got a couple more sort of season things. We haven't done the teams of the season, for example.
No.
We'll do that with Patreons as well. So start giving that a bit of thought, Patreons. We'll be back. But like I say, I'm having a week off because I'm a big star, so I'll go on holiday at the end of the season. And right, so Terry, thank you for your contributions. Well done on all of your many many journeys over to Spain. Have a good rest for a couple of weeks, and we will see you all for more podcasts soon. Thank you for your support, everybody. Bye bye.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.